Now, the man who will be Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate in November's US election will be J.D. Vance, a senator from Ohio. Mr. Trump was confirmed as the Republican Party candidate at its convention in Milwaukee last night. Mr. Vance wasn't always Mr. Trump's biggest fan, describing himself in 2016 as a never Trump guy and in private messages comparing him to Hitler. Matt Mayer is a former senior official for the George W. Bush administration. He's now a political commentator based in Ohio. He told our reporter Kieran Dineen that Mr. Vance is a good choice.
Look, I think JD has very good political instincts, which is how, you know, he went from, you know, writing a book to the U.S. Senate in very short time. And so, you know, he's clearly willing to reanalyze his views. And so he's done that on foreign policy issues. He's, of course, done that on Donald Trump. So, you know, he shows the kind of flexibility needed to rethink things as new information comes in. And so, I think he's a solid pick for former President Trump, as he kind of hits the fall campaign. You know, Trump will depend upon JD's advice and counsel on a lot of the issues, because I think he clearly respects JD's brain power, you know, coming out of Yale Law School, and as well as though his political instincts and raw experience coming out of, you know, the Midwest, places, you know, Middletown, Ohio, where we're here in Ohio, poverty, drug addiction, the kinds of environment he came from to rise to how he's risen is just sheerly impressive, in that brings a lot to bear in terms of the experience of Main Street America.
And how do you respond to those who say he's moved away from the central message in his best-selling book, Hillbilly Elegy?
No, I don't think he's moved far away from it. I think that, you know, what he talked about was essentially, you know, his Scottish ancestors that were lured to Middletown, Ohio from, you know, the Appalachian parts of America. And then when, you know, they pulled those companies out, once China entered the World Trade Organization, it left those folks high and dry, where then dysfunction came in, drug, alcohol use, unemployment, high unemployment. And so I think JD understands the kind of forgotten man of America probably better than anybody, given that experience he came from.
That was Matt Mayer. Well, Bill O'Reilly is a Republican political consultant based in New York. He was watching events in Milwaukee last night. He gave us his thoughts on Donald Trump's entrance to the convention.
Yeah, I really wanted to see, you know, kind of what his countenance was. I we all anticipated the hero's welcome. And he did seem, you know, really contemplative coming in. He seemed at one point he almost teared up. The crowd was obviously, you know, rousing and supportive. And I think a couple of his, you know, close family members began to cry. So it was quite a moment. I spoke with some colleagues in the hall, and they said there was almost a reverence in the room. It was a very kind of, you know, reverent feeling as he came in. Like, people were, you know, pretty amazed that somebody who had been shot, you know, 48 hours before, could stroll onto a convention stage in front of a large audience like that. It's got to have a tough psychological impact on someone, but he didn't seem to show it.
It really is quite remarkable. Having worked in Northern Ireland for many years, I've known a few people who have been shot, and the trauma, yes, of that, and it brings people to a whole different place in the immediate aftermath. And for Trump to be able to go to the convention last night, but even before that, to be able to pause on the Saturday evening as the people were trying to get him into the armoured car, to raise his fist, to cry fight, that was remarkable.
He's a remarkable showman, and he's done it all his life. Really, beginning in the late 70s and early 80s in New York, he was always out there. But he's actually gotten better and better at it as he's gotten older. And he really, he's the moment has caught up with him. This is definitely his moment. He has fully taken over the old Republican Party in the U.S. And I think in choosing J.D. Vance, Senator Vance, as his running mate, that's almost like in the football, and as we say in the States, it's really a statement that Trumpism has taken over Reaganism in the U.S. And last night was one of his triumphant moments.
You mentioned J.D. Vance. It is quite the turnaround for the Ohio senator. We can hear now how he has denounced Donald Trump several times in the past.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him. I'm going to vote third party because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
It is therefore my honor to nominate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance for the office of Vice President of the United States of America.
So J.D. Vance, now Donald Trump's running mate in the November election. I know his name, Bill, was being mentioned quite a lot in recent days. But were you surprised by Donald Trump picking him?
I was surprised. There were a number of rumors, of course, and the Trump campaign is masterful at letting rumors, you know, go out there over the last few days. And I had clients that were prepared to drop press releases for other candidates. But I was a little surprised by J.D. Vance because I thought he didn't add that much to the mix because he's now a populist and an isolationist populist as well. So he matched Trump up very well. But from what I understand, they want to make sure, I mean, where J.D. Vance appeals most is the Rust Belt states. These are the states that were heavy factory industrial states that are really the swing states in this election, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, those like very Midwest states. And J.D. Vance is a bit of a cult hero there because of the book that he wrote, Hillbilly Elegy, and the film that came out. So he's a bit of a folk hero in that area. So what Trump is really doing there is solidifying his support in those small areas. So in New York, for example, or California, J.D. Vance may not seem like a natural pick, but for the areas and districts that matter, he's the right pick for them. So it was a very strategic a choice and also sends a message, as I mentioned before, that Trump has really taken control of the party.
Solidifying his support in those areas. But I wonder, Vance doesn't bring the moderate voters to Trump, those people who may be undecided at the moment. And because he's a senator in Ohio, Trump's pretty solid in Ohio. So I'm wondering, really, what does he bring that's new for Trump?
A little bit of youth, really, youth and those areas. I mean, personally, I would have preferred, I come from, you know, the Reagan wing of the party. So I would have preferred somebody a little bit more moderate or traditional conservative. But Vance, I think he brings youth. He's, again, he's at that little bit of a cult hero in that community. And I think he ensures that that constituency turns out to vote. And I think that's what they're doing. They're being very cautious in the choice, and they're making sure that their very base voters turn out. And between what happened on Saturday and the convention and what's happening with the Democrats, there's a pretty good sense that the turnout will be robust.
Donald Trump is due to address the convention later this week on Thursday. It's reported that he rewrote his speech following the shooting. What do you think his speech needs to contain?
Humility. I think humility would be, it's something that is really been absent in Donald Trump for all of his adult life, as I could see. But I think a little humility would go a long way. I think the American people, and you know, it's a very divided country, as you know very well. It's a divided country, but there are people who do wish him well and were very, you know, grateful to see him survive last Saturday. And so I think he could go far by showing a little bit of tenderness and a little bit of vulnerability, just to look at it. And I think that would serve him well on the stage.
And unity is the word being used very much by Republicans at the moment. I mean, is that just for these days in the immediate aftermath of the shooting? Is it more or less impossible to be unified in the throes of an election campaign in a country that is so divided?
It's utterly impossible. And really, the fighting has already, you know, begun again. But I think the Republicans are being smart here because, Biden's greatest hits on President Trump, President Biden's greatest hits on President Trump include, you know, the January 6th stuff and threats to democracy, that type of language. And by putting that unity message out, Republicans are trying to, block Biden from using his best material. And that's, the Democrats are going to have to figure out how to use it.
Republican political consultant talking to us from New York. That was Bill O'Reilly.